But in fact, the mitochondria and the Y are a very small portion of our genome. And information is now becoming available from all of the other chromosomal locations that we have. And in essence, the amount of information we have to track these migrations is expanding by orders of magnitude. And over the next 10 years, we are going to just have a wealth of information about the history of human populations and the history of individuals that we'll be able to get from the rest of the chromosomes. We'll continue to do research on the Y and the mitochondria, and they're particularly informative and clear systems because of the way they're passed, mitochondria are passed from mother to children, and Y chromosomes are passed from father to son. But it's a very exciting time in using genetics to look at the history of human populations.